Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the phone. We've been talking a lot about Aaron Rodgers, Rex Ryan, and the New York Jets. We also mentioned some baseball, whether it be Pete Alonso and what the Mets' plan is going to be. If not Pete Alonso, what they need to do to really solidify their team. And we did mention a little bit before BT about Roky Sasaki against Jim Bowden. I always get it wrong.
Jim Bowden.
It is Jim Bowden. Okay. Yeah.
God, I know. It's a tricky one. I got you.
I don't know why I can't just get it right. And
you
I
just
hear
think
it,
bow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
There you go. Jim Bow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay-den. All right.
Death
I like that.
In the house.
There you go. I like that. Well, he thinks that the Yankees are a legit threat to land Roky Sasaki. He said the Padres and Yanks, the two most likely teams, according to him. Now, again, what does that mean? I don't know, but
I don't expect. I mean, this is not from knowledge. This is more emotion. He's obviously a reporter. I haven't even given any thought to Sasaki. Like once he hit, once I learned of him about a little less than a year ago. Not that I was, you know, dialed to him, but I'm like, how hard does he throw? How old is he? What's his status? What's his secondary pitch? And then obviously about 3 or 4 months ago, I started getting a little bit more detail oriented, and he's very, very intriguing. I never once really thought at all the Yankees or the ball. I'm not going to speak for the Mets. From a Yankee perspective, I didn't think they had a chance at all to get him.
In the beginning, I was excited about the Mets' possibilities.
You think? Well, you can't be able to do drink.
I know, Soto Saki, but that went away quickly when once we learned about the big market thing maybe being a deterrent, even though his agent came out and shot that down.
Yes.
There's still where there's smoke, there's fire. And then you kept hearing about West Coast and weather and all that. So it feels to me like...
Well, then why would the Yankees still be in play if it's a big market thing that he wants part of?
Maybe he wants to be Yankee. I don't know. But the Mets don't have... The Mets don't have the... obviously appeal that the Yankees do if you're Sasaki and looking to be a New York Yankee. Like, being a Yankee means something, especially coming from Japan, as opposed to being a New York Met. So you could talk about Hefner and the pitching stuff.
I don't know what
makes Sasaki tick, but I could understand why he might want to be a Yankee versus why he would want to be a Padre. But isn't he best friends with Darvish and the proximity and the weather? All those things, to me, would have common sense saying he was going to be a Padre. But who the hell knows?
I don't know. And I've also heard, and I don't, this is more hearsay, that Japanese players, from a pitching perspective, don't really like to go and join a team where an ace or somebody's already on the team.
Right.
Because they feel as if they're overshadowing them and it's a sign of disrespect. I don't know what to think. All I know is if the Yankees ever got him and he's what we think he's going to be, it's absolutely lights out.
Yeah, it still, to me, would just be a little frustrating in that it's not a need for the Yankees necessarily. Like, I think they need another infielder.
Oh, but then you trade, like, Clark Schmidt, and you trade. Now you get a superstar somewhere else.
100%.
With a stick.
Look, I don't care who gets him, whether it's the Yankees or whoever else, he's the greatest asset in the sports. It would be a home run move beyond belief. I'm just saying, in my mind, I still want them to be complete. Like, you think it's more likely the Yankees get Sasaki or have DJ LeMahieu starting third base?
I think it's more likely that DJ LeMahieu's in play for one of those positions.
Right. Now, maybe they
get... Which pains me to say it.
I know.
I just don't think Sasaki's coming here.
Yeah, well, and maybe they get both, but either way, it feels like It's going to be LeMahieu at third.
Well, like, it's still early, buddy. It's still early. Oh. I mean, listen,
I want them to get Bregman. I think that would be the...
I never thought that was going to happen.
You just don't like the money, right?
I don't like his lack of power to left field. It's a big problem. If it was 2-3 years, sure. You know, 4 years, okay. He's a great fielder. He's a great clubhouse guy when you play with him. He is a grinder. He's got a great IQ.
He'd be
proven
a great Red Sox.
He would be, because he'd be banging doubles off that wall left to right. True. And they could really use him. I don't think the Yanks are going there. Now, listen, as much as you asked me about DJ and even Cabrera being in play, that tandem for one of those positions, most notably third base, I still think that the Yankees could rekindle the Luis Arraez conversation. Whether or not that's the right move or not, we discussed that
still
a little bit.
Than,
it's still better than LeMahieu, you know, what they have now. I mean, you could tell me he can't run and he can't field. He hits 325 to 335, means he's on base all day for Aaron Judge. I'll take that. I don't care what these geek stat heads say. I'll take 335. It's 335, dude. But I still think that the Yankees could do that. I even think, and here's the name that I always say wrong, Baum from the Phillies.
Yeah.
Alec Baum, right? Baum? Not Baum. 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 It is Baum.
Yeah, Baum. Okay.
Youngish.
Boom. Think of it like that, yeah.
There you go. Everything's going to be rooted in music here when we can't remember stuff as we get older. The Phillies and the Yankees were loosely connected early in the winter. And during the hot stove, really. And I remember saying to you, maybe the Yankees kick the tires on Boehm. And I don't love it. I'm not professing him to be anything more than he is. But, you know, he's a pretty good athlete. He's a doubles machine. He's played on good teams. Like, if the Yankees went with somebody like Boehm and Jazz at second, and somebody like Sasaki to get him, forget about
Sasaki's
it.
Sasaki's a given. Like, to me, it still wouldn't complete the
I'd be pretty
season,
good with that. But, I'd be pretty good with that.
100%. He's, again, it would be better than even landing Soto, although for Soto, for the Mets, was important. But the value and that you would get with Sasaki is just, you don't see that in the sport. With his potential at his cost, what do you think is more important for the Yankees as far as the infield goes? You could talk about a rise in the average, but you're lacking defense and the other stuff. Boehm, same thing. Like, yeah, maybe a better offensive player, but you're going to be lacking defense. Like, for me, I value more defense and middle type hitter as opposed to high offense and lower defense or the other stuff. I want a more solid...
You want a baseball player.
Yeah, I don't need an impact bat there. I'd rather a solid glove with an okay bat than I would Baum, who's a bat first, or Boehm, whatever, is a bat first.
Yeah, I don't really know his fielding metrics, but I mean, I've seen him play against the Mets a ton. I know Philly fans have gotten on him. We might be understating his defensive. Like, I don't think he's Mike Schmidt. Yeah. I'd have to check on that. Either way, I get your premise. I think I probably agree, because what plagued the Yankees was their inability to catch the freaking baseball in the World Series. And that's all we did was complain about that. So I'd like to see them address that. And if that's the case, go get Arenado.
Yeah.
He can pick it with he's still Brooks Robinson over there.
I mean, more.
He's amazing fielding.
More I think about it, I wasn't going to love it with Arenado at third, but I think that's fine. Like, you can't nitpick. If they go get Arenado and
I'm
have a legitimate third baseman, you don't need the impact bat. You get the glove. I'd almost rather, maybe I'd rather Arenado than Arraez, but I definitely would rather Arraez than Boehm. For the Phillies. I'd rather have that. I want that high average on in front of Aaron Judge.
I think I do too. But, you know, again, people just, Arraez, second base. He doesn't play much second. He plays a lot of first base, a lot of DH. Like, if the Yankees didn't get Goldschmidt, it would almost make more sense for him to play first base, which is not in play because they got Goldschmidt. But, like, it's one thing to be a subpar defender, which he obviously is, and so is Glaber, just because he's in space too much.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to not really play the position much and then put him there. He didn't play a lot of second base last year.
And by the way, I don't think he's coming here. I don't think the Yankees want him.
Like, I don't think so either.
Yeah, that it's just, you know, fun to talk about with the batting
average. I think it was serious for a second. Yeah. I do.
I think it was, I heard.
San Diego drumming things up?
No, it was months ago. Like, that was maybe contact there, but months ago. I think that's been off the table for a while. Brad is in Middletown. What's up, Brad?
How you doing, guys?
Good, what's up?
Hey.
Okay, listen, let's talk about a couple of things. Now, everybody keeps talking about Arenado, but the fact of the matter is his production has declined in the past 2 years.
Yep.
You ask me, he better be like another Josh Donaldson.
No.
Beautiful glove.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to let you finish. I'm sorry. Not as injury prone. He plays almost every day, but keep going.
Okay. Now, instead of that, why don't the Yankees give Oswaldo Peraza or Cabrera their fair shot at third base, put Grisham back at second? Now, what they should do, another thing, is that if they get Sasaki, they can package a deal with Clark Schmidt and Marquise Grissom.
Mm-hmm.
And
Marquise Grissom? What year is
it? Not at Grissom.
Jason Dominguez? Dominguez?
No. The pitcher.
Chipper Jones? Greg Maddux? Gene Garber?
Stroman. Talking about Marcus Stroman.
Rick Camp?
Okay.
Marcus Stroman. Package a deal with Stroman and Schmidt.
Yeah.
And get whatever they can get for those two guys. I mean, Schmidt's still young.
Yeah.
And they could probably get a decent deal for him, but put Stroman as the guy. You got to take him too.
Right. I like that idea, Brad, and thank you for the call, meaning that the Yankees are trying to move Marcus Stroman. Surprise, surprise. I mean, I don't understand what the Yankees were thinking with that signing to begin with. But anyway, they're trying to move him.
I don't think they knew what they had in Luis Gil. Think about that. That move was before Gil emerged.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I just still
Rodon
don't.
Was coming off an awful first year. Like, they had to have at least a serviceable arm.
Yeah, but Stroman wasn't the right move. Anyway, point is, they're trying to move Marcus Stroman. And the holdup is going to be that a team might take Stroman, but they're not going to take him on with the full salary.
No, the Yankees are going to have to eat some money.
And the Yankees don't want to eat some money. But the way to not do that then is to send, let's say, a Clark Schmidt along with him. I don't think the Yankees would do that.
Only if the player you're getting back is really good, because Clark Schmidt is a starting pitcher who's good.
But now we're getting somewhere. You're giving up Clark Schmidt, which hurts you a little bit. Yeah. You're getting to let go of Stroman and maybe the majority of that money. What player you're getting back? I don't know. I mean, it that's going to determine how much money you eat from Stroman or not. Like, there's a lot there, but I like the idea in theory, because you want to move on from Stroman and get rid of that salary.
Yes, for sure.
So either you're going to have to take nothing back for him and probably pay a little bit, or send him along with something of value, and then maybe the other team eats the money.
Yeah, but I think the value would be more in the form of somebody that is highly coveted, who's at, like, maybe high A. Yeah. You're not going to use Clark Schmidt to have the whomever eat $8 million to get rid of Stroman.
I also would not trade Clark Schmidt.
No
period.
Way.
Yeah. So
unless you get Sasaki.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm open.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but still, why would you? I wouldn't be looking to give away young pitching, because, like, Gerrit Cole, it seems great now in theory on paper, but at some point he's going to be too old. And again, do we even know who you trust more with Heel or Clark Schmidt? Clark Schmidt still could be proven to be the better of the two. We don't know.
You know I'm a big Schmidt fan.
Yeah, I know that. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not looking to get it. Now, you're talking about in a Tucker trade? Different story.
Yeah.
But just to move Clark Schmidt because you have a abundance of arms, I wouldn't do that. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. Get into some wild card weekend on the other side. 888-808-1019 on the fan.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.